RadioSt.Pete.com Insider has found its joy today. We have two wonderful guests, Liz Dimmitt from The Factory, philanthropist, CEO, and Martha Joy Rose. I'm just going to let Liz talk a little bit about her. But before we start talking about Mother's Day and Mamapalooza coming up, I really want to point out that both these women celebrate their mothers and their and the women that are mothers. Liz has a show, her mother's show, up at Wild Space Gallery. Liz, please tell us a little bit about this. It's just absolutely a life-changing exhibit.
Well, my love of art and the environment and conservation comes from my mother, Vivi Dimmitt, and at the Factory St. Pete, the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation has its offices there, and they have a gallery called Wild Space Gallery. And my mother has a show up in that gallery right now called The Nature of Healing. And it is mainly about her healing and her process and making art and basically dealing with her grief and our family's grief after the death by suicide of my brother, Lawrence Hunley Dimmitt IV. My mom, you know, was an artist at heart, and she really worked through that pain and trauma and grief and anger and all the emotions you can think of by creating art and working on her art practice. And that show, that work, is on view at Wild Space Gallery right now and will be up for this coming Second Saturday Art Walk and Mamapalooza.
And that takes us to, Liz, please introduce us to...
Right now, sitting next to me is Martha Joy Rose of the Museum of Motherhood. It is right next to Fairgrounds St. Pete at the Factory. And Joy has been an incredible person for me to get to know. And having Mom next to Fairgrounds St. Pete is just a wonderful collaboration. And now we're taking that collaboration even further with Mamapalooza. And I'll let Joy tell you more.
Yay. Well, here we are coming up on May, which, of course, is more than Mother's Day. It's really Mother's Month. And so we'll be celebrating at the Factory and the Fairgrounds all month long. We are starting off on, well, right now we're running a campaign at the Museum of Motherhood. Let me just share a little bit about Mom. So the Museum of Motherhood is a 20-year project, originally in New York City, went to multiple universities, came to St. Petersburg, and now we are located at the Factory. Working there at this intersection where Indie Flea Market, Second Saturday, and the Fairgrounds bring in robust audiences all the time. We have our doors open and we're meeting families, women, mothers, children from all backgrounds and talking about the art, science, and history of their experiences. So I heard you, I want to just touch on grief as well, because grief and joy are all part of the human experience, and they're very much a part of a family. We go through a spectrum, but where do we talk about that spectrum? Well, it's great that your mother is doing the exhibit and she gets to share her art. And when you come to visit us, you can share your stories, because we're all about the conversations that happen in our space. We're also about making a lot of noise. So Mamapalooza is a festival that I branded in 2002. We grew to 25 cities in four countries, and New York Parks Department kept doing Mamapaloozas when I went off with the Mom Project and focused on the nonprofit rather than the festival. Well, Liz said to me this year, you know, you're in town now, maybe we should do a Mamapalooza here in Tampa Bay. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So here we are, May 4th. From 10 to 4, Family Festival. All are welcome, inclusive of all reproductive identities, all ages. We're going to have an awesome stage with bands, activities, discounts to view the Factory. Mom is always free and open to the public. We'll have speakers, stroller races, food trucks. It's going to be a real shebang.
Yeah, and you can buy your presents for Mom ahead of time and bring your mom or bring your family and just have a really fun time celebrating motherhood and Mom.
Why?
There's a lot of fabulous partners for this. The Ybor City Museum Society is displaying midwifery artifacts from the early 1900s. Stephanie Allen Coaching, Work-Life Balance, Girls Rock St. Pete.
We've got Hex Appeal from Girls Rock St. Pete. We'll be performing. There will be five bands, so we'll be rocking the stage all day long, which I'm really looking forward to. Tap some of my old contacts there for that. And I also just want to give a shout-out to Moms Initiative this month. You know, we're a nonprofit. Fundraising is hard. But we're running a campaign right now called We Build St. Pete, and we're unveiling a sculpture on May 8th called A Womb of Our Own, Seeing Red. And so that'll be on view, and we'll be starting construction on that on Monday of next week. So it should be up for Mamapalooza, too, I think.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You also are going to have a Moms Rock photo booth with photography by St. Jean 10 to 2, so that's fun. Liz, interactive art installations, Fairgrounds is known for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Fairgrounds' motto and values are art for all, play for all, joy for all. And we have Joy sitting right here next to me, bringing it to the whole city for free for Mamapalooza. And that day we'll also have buy one, get one tickets to Fairgrounds St. Pete. So bring your mom for free, or if you're a mom, bring your family. We really just want to have a day of fun celebrating family, mom, and just being together in person. And as Joy said, making noise.
I want to have a month of it, actually, not just a day. I mean, we'll celebrate on the 4th.
I want a year of this.
Yeah, okay, that's good, too. We like that very much.
Joy, tell us a little bit about this recent honor. Your museum was distinguished among really global museums. Tell us a little bit about this wonderful accolade.
Well, it's a book that's coming out by Bob Eckstein. I did not even know it was going to be a thing. He wrote me probably a year ago, and you know how editorials go. You never know where you're going to make the cut. But in fact, this book features 85 North American museums, including the Museum of Natural History in New York, including the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C. And lo and behold, Mom is part of it. So I was thrilled by this feature. It's really legitimizing. We've been at it for a long time. And we know what we're doing. We've been at it. We're creating great exhibits, great education. But for him to acknowledge us with these other institutions really takes it up a notch in visibility. So I'm super charged about this whole thing. And, you know, the only part really for us, and I'm sorry to keep talking about this, but mother is the only unpaid job that we do in America. And hence, for the Museum of Motherhood, our funding is always teetering. So we're just pushing that agenda, like, we need money. Mom's own money, M-O-M. But this is a great honor, and I'm super proud of this book that's coming out.
As well you should be. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 7. There are group tours. There are book clubs. You just had a big conference in March.
We did indeed. International Education and Arts Conference with scholars from across the globe, really. Italy, England, all represented, California. It's an international thing, even though our focus is on the last 250 years of American mothers.
Mothers go all the way back. You know, I love that you two are sitting here with us at Radio St. Pete, because, Liz, you have really helped craft the city and the arts and culture. You told me something was coming up at Fairgrounds. What's coming up? Can you tell?
I sure can. We are opening a new exhibit and experience at Fairgrounds St. Pete by local art star Jabari Reed, who goes by I-BOMBS, which stands for Illegal Beauty on My Streets. And even bigger than that, we're partnering with the Tampa International Airport to do a Jabari installation there. It will launch next week on Wednesday at the airport, and at Fairgrounds St. Pete on Thursday it will open to the public. I'll be sending you an invite. And it's just so exciting because Jabari is one of our original artists, but he just has a diorama, and he's a fan favorite, and even he's a staff favorite. And he has just sort of taken off, had so many wonderful shows, makes incredible work, but his work has kind of, you know, gotten up there in prices. So we're going to have affordable works by, original works by Jabari Reed, I-BOMBS, for sale at Fairgrounds St. Pete, a new exhibition, you know, an installation by him. It's all called Lucky Duck, And it's called Joy for All, and Lucky Duck Duck Hunt will be a part of it. But it's all about spreading joy, paying it forward, and celebrating Jabari and our local talent. And we're going to have a new sort of immersive scavenger hunt tied to it, where called the Lucky Duck Hunt, where you go around and look for rubber duckies, and then you get a rubber ducky if you find them all in the end. So it's just a lot of fun, and it's been wonderful to watch Jabari over the last 5-6 years, his career take off, his practice just get more and more conceptual, and I just love it when it all comes together and we get to celebrate local artists, have an installation by them, spread joy everywhere. Joy for All is really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And I love that you're a woman supporting art in St. Pete. You're making that happen in Tampa Bay. So that's super important. We build Tampa Bay. We do, one day at a time.
Well, I think, you know, women and moms in particular, right, we're the supporters behind the scene who sort of make it all happen, don't always get the credit, but, you know, are sort of pulling a lot of strings, maybe.
The force. Mm-hmm. The force.
May the force be with
May
you on the 4th.
On the 4th, that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mama Palooza's on the 4th, that's right.
So I was going to point this out as well. I'm so glad you said that, that, you know, women celebrating women, that is what St. Pete is about. And Liz, you have been here, and you have in all of your installations, the mermaid, fantastic. This particular launching Mamapalooza here, this is big stuff. How did you feel when you first went to the museum?
Well, I love anything that I love people that are into a topic and go for it. And I'm a new mom myself. I have a 15-month-old. So it's a perfect topical thing for me to sort of investigate. But I love anyone who has a conceptual idea and creates art and installations behind it and really brings a topic to life in an immersive way. And that is what Mom does. So for me, it's just so much fun to see people take on a topic, work on it for 20 years, and really build something that is so important and really, right, the lifeblood of our whole world. But then for me also, I truly believe the rising tide raises all boats, and that's true for mothers and women, but that's also true for the arts. So more art begets more good art. People giving back inspires people to give back. I just think that everything, more is more, and I'm a maximalist, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have other things, neighbors at the factory to Fairgrounds St. Pete, that are doing inspiring things.
And to that end, and her support, with our campaign, we're asking for 100 women to donate $1,000 so that we can raise our entire budget for next year. And Liz was our first donor. So thank you, Liz. Yes.
It's my honor.
Yeah.
So, ladies, all I can say is May 4th, bring your mom. The event is free. Explore Fairgrounds.
Lift each other up. Have joy.
And to all of our mothers, may we raise a toast to my joys across the table and to our mothers.
And to the creativity of it all. It's the most creative act in the world.
You can learn more about Fairgrounds at
www.fairgrounds.art.
And more about Martha Joy Rose and the Museum of Mothers.
Mom Museum, M-O-M, museum.org.
Thank you very much for being here, and we will see you at the event.
Thank you, Nanette.
Thank you.
Did we cover everything?
Yeah. You're amazing.
Sorry I had to do some fundraising there, but that's just real. Liz encouraged me.
Yeah. You've got to do it every chance you get. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an important part of our collaboration.
It is.
Like,
it
I'm
is.
Happy.
Yeah. Honestly.